This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Airwaves, talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria and Ian, and even though yesterday was Bitcoin's, I think you said 13th birthday?
That's right.
So it's officially a teenager. We still find ourselves talking about Bitcoin today. Because, I mean, that's not uncommon for us. Bitcoin has been a huge part of our lives for a very long time, and it's world-changing stuff. It's important. We ended up briefly discussing Monero, which, in usable terms, is something I prefer to Bitcoin because it does have the privacy aspect to it.
Mm-hmm.
And every transaction by default is a private transaction, whereas you have a lot of privacy coins, I think like Zcash, where you have to actually go in and manually turn it on, and it's a bit...
And almost no one does.
Yeah, and it's a bit tricky to actually do, but with Monero, you actually get that by default, and that's one of the things I love most about it. But even without the privacy, I still love Bitcoin. It's still fantastic technology, and it created all sorts of new things that are going to, as you said, there's going to be a Bitcoin killer at some point. Who knows what's going to come in the future, but it's going to involve some sort of cryptocurrency, and Bitcoin was the thing that started it all. But we do have Doc, who is calling from Texas. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Greg. Such a wonderful thing to talk across the country like this.
Thanks,
I'm always marvel.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, this currency, this Bitcoin stuff here. I had a question for you.
Sure.
How about what's that thing had on Star Trek that had a replicator, food replicator? Anyway,
yeah,
technology.
They did.
Technology is what we're looking at.
Right, that's sort of what I was getting at when I talked about the gold asteroid mining. Is that,
yeah,
I don't know whether or not replication technology is actually physically possible. We're going to have enough technology at that point where people aren't going to want for very much.
But my point is before that, I think an idea, certainly not original, I think Thomas Edison was a supporter of an actual, the backing of the currency would be food and water.
Well, it's a terrible idea.
Well, the way it would work is with technology. The technology has advanced to such a point where everyone needs food, so the only logical thing, food and water, will back your money.
And it doesn't make sense because food goes bad. And so does water if you let it, you know.
So is the idea here that you could take your
seed bank and you have organic farms and you have a continue, you know, if we don't continue to produce food, we're all dead anyway.
So is the idea here that you could take your currency to the bank and they have some garden out back and you could trade it for tomatoes or whatever?
No, you'd have a currency bank, a food currency bank, just very similar to a lot of those, but anybody. Any country, anyone could demand an exchange of food for their currency. Now, the way that works is like the futures market. You have a delivery. Well, you've got some logistics to take care of. But as far as any demand that somebody wants food for their money,
okay, but
you betcha.
Who
we'll
gets
do it.
To decide it's what kind currency. Of food, Don? If some country or whoever says, I have 100,000 food coins.
They're not going to be welcome to the community, the international community. It's kind of like right now.
Wait, you didn't answer my question. My question is, if somebody's got 100,000 food coin and they want to get their food instead of the coin, who decides what kind of food? Do they get oranges? Do they get meat? Do they get a, you know, random mix of whatever happens to be available? What if they don't want that stuff?
I think it would obviously, from what you're saying, you would have to have a guaranteed pick of a huge variety.
Okay, but why couldn't you just take money to the grocery store and pick out the food you wanted yourself?
Hey, I'm arguing the wrong point here. I wanted to get your guys' thoughts. It could be a dumb idea.
Well, it's a terrible idea. It's a terrible idea for the same reason that you don't want to back your currency with bananas, because they're going to go bad.
I was looking at some of these 25-year packaging, and I was also looking at technology advancing to where the taste of the flavor of the food and the experience would be like a fine restaurant. And that's coming. If I can think of it, it's coming.
Yeah, but I mean, in reality, the price of food is only getting cheaper as time goes on because the ability to...
Barring government interference, it's going up because of inflation.
But barring that, humans are creating more food than ever.
Mm-hmm.
Americans throw away massive amounts of food. You started the call by mentioning, you know, Star Trek replicators. That would destroy the value of your currency. If you could just tell a machine on your wall, hey, I want a turkey dinner, and out pops a turkey dinner.
If the machine for free. If the machine was cheap to make and worked for free,
whatever it is that's feeding the machine would also be free, because you would need also an unlimited supply of whatever that was, whether it's just pure energy that is then being transmogrified and put together into, you know, changing the atoms into whatever it is that you're making. So at that point, you probably
would be
paying.
I think that's the way the replicators worked.
Based on free energy.
Well, I don't know about free energy, but I think what they did was...
Well, in that case, it wouldn't be free.
They took some sort of matter and they...
Restructured it
and turned it into the matter that you wanted.
So whoever it is that would then be selling the matter, that whatever the hell.
Presumably you could just use air, right?
I don't know.
Or water or something plentiful. I don't know. I never... I enjoyed The Next Generation, but that was pretty much... And I only enjoyed a few seasons of it. Mm-hmm. That was the extent of my experience. I'm sure someone out there is just screaming at their computer right now about how these idiots don't understand how replication technology works. In Star Trek, no, I didn't. I never gave it much thought. I was like, huh, that's neat. It would be cool if the future had that technology. But that's the extent of my knowledge about it. I don't know how it works, other than I know they
sci-fi.
Yeah, they would tell it a thing and it would give them the thing they wanted.
But that said, a lot of the things that science fiction have predicted have come to fruition, so it certainly is something that somebody's going to be working on. Somebody saw that when they were a kid in the 50s or, you know, the 80s or 90s or whenever they saw it, and they thought that we got to have that, and they've made it their life's mission to figure out how that's going to work. So it might happen someday.
Well, 3D printers are sort of a precursor to it.
Yes,
right?
They really are. Yeah.
You can 3D print a lot of things, from tires for vehicles to shoes and other stuff like that. Eventually,
guns.
Someone's
suicide pods.
What is a suicide pod?
You weren't here for that episode. It's pretty wild. Somebody came up with it's over in like Europe. I think one of the Scandinavian countries. Somebody invented a 3D printed suicide pod that you put like nitrogen, I think, canister in or something like that, or nitrous oxide. And basically you press a button from inside the pod, and it fills the pod with the chemical or with the nitrous or whatever, and then it pushes the oxygen out, and you die.
Oh, I got it. The idea being that you don't breathe out carbon dioxide and therefore trigger the panic attack that comes with that sort of thing.
Yeah, you are basically put to sleep, and you feel good.
I did not know such a thing was 3D printed.
Yeah.
That's a lot of trouble for someone to go through when they can just, like, I don't want to give anyone advice, but they sell canisters of helium, and helium does exactly the same thing, and it's a noble gas, so it doesn't react to oxygen in the first place. And, you know, it's helium, so it has some effect on you, I think, but I think it's just your voice and stuff like that. But it's the same basic idea.
The reason you would do this is because you can't F it up. Basically, and
you're
locked in a pod.
Like, you just plug in the tank of nitrogen.
There's no other oxygen that's going to come into this pod. It's a sealed pod, and you're inside of it, and then all of the oxygen goes away.
Well, I'm in support of this. I mean, if someone wants to kill themselves and you have a painless method for them,
that's fascinating. I think it's great.
That's preferable than that person blowing their brains out and leaving a mess that's going to traumatize family members and emergency medical responders and all of that stuff.
So yeah, 3D printing. Pretty cool.
Of course, the suicide pod would not be the first thing that came to mind if I thought of awesome technologies allowed by the 3D printer. I would think of guns and stuff like that. because there are 3D printable guns.
But similar to the 3D printed gun, the 3D printed suicide pod puts technology in people's hands that they previously had no access to.
That's true. And you probably would have gotten in legal trouble if you attempted to build one of these things at home and they figured out what it was for, because for whatever weird reason, in most of the Western world, suicide is against the law.
That's right.
And that doesn't make any sense to me. It seems to me that if you own your life, then you have the right to end your life. Maybe you disagree out there. Can you explain it to me? Why does a person own their life but not have the right to end it? 603-283.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
We'll be right back.
603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, the number 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ari and Ian. We've been talking about cryptocurrency a bit. If you want to know what that is, head on over to Bitcoin.com. Click Getting Started at the top of the page. Just take a few minutes out of your day to learn about this important world-changing information. And if you already know a bit about Bitcoin, then check out their news site at news.bitcoin.com, where you can stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that are relevant to you, and all of it on a sleek, easy-to-use website that's bitcoin.com. I wish I had thought about it when we were talking with the previous caller, but there was, in fact, a cryptocurrency backed by bacon made in 2018.
No, there really wasn't.
I mean, they marketed this thing. It was Oscar Mayer. They marketed this thing called a Bitcoin that they said was going to be...
It's funny.
It is funny. It's hilarious.
It's cute.
They said it was going to be the first cryptocurrency backed by bacon.
But and it was just a silly gag.
Yeah, obviously there was never any such cryptocurrency made. But I think there was, you know, some coupon they would give you that you could exchange for bacon for people out there who like bacon, I guess.
Yeah.
It was very weird, and it was mocked horrifically at the time because it's a stupid idea. It's funny, but it's stupid. And this was in 2018. So
you remembered it, though.
I did remember because it was stupid.
Yeah.
So
it did its job. It got people talking, whether they agreed with it or not. It got people passing around the link. And here we are four years later. Talking about their little Bitcoin promotion.
Fair point. I guess it was successful then.
But there's a reason why you don't use food as the backing to a currency.
I wouldn't want bacon from May of 2018 for sure.
Any food. You don't want it because it's just going to go bad. Even the stuff designed for a shelf. You know, you generally don't want to eat that 10 years later or 20 years later if you can avoid it. I mean, Vincent and I actually did go through some old canned food here last year, not last year, 2020, while people were getting crazy and all this, you know, toilet paper was being pulled off the shelves everywhere. I had all this old canned food that was in the basement that for more than a decade, and I had not actually rotated through it, which is apparently what you're supposed to do with canned food. You're supposed to rotate through it slowly over time.
Oh, like continually replacing more? And okay.
But I didn't do that. And so after separating out all the cans that had gone bad because the basement was kind of damp, so there was rust on the cans, and that actually resulted in the cans not being sealed anymore and some of them slowly leaking and some pretty nasty situations down there. So definitely rotate your inventory. And also...
There were no videos of this?
No. Like, we did make videos, yeah. Just didn't do anything with them. But
that's unfortunate.
Weren't that interesting, but
I mean, there was a website that I used to want that I used to read. And I found it a number of years ago.
Was they open old canned food?
He didn't eat old canned food, but he would like find these 1980s cereals and he would eat them.
Oh,
like
wow.
These 30-year-old boxes of cereal,
I presume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But and then he would report how sick he felt, and it was hilarious, right?
So that's kind of what we did.
And he would describe the taste, and that was probably the best part.
What we did was we took these cans that were still, like, intact, that were still looked good.
Right, you don't want to poison yourself.
Right. And then we, you know, we opened, learned about, like, how can you tell if a can has gone bad, and so there's certain techniques. So here's one of them. If you open the can and it bubbles outward, throw it out. When you open the can, you know, these things are vacuum sealed at the factory. So what should happen is a slight intake of air should happen into the can. Whenever you crack that first, you know, it puts a little puncturing thing down in there. And if it goes inward for just a sec, you're good. But if it goes outward at all, anything comes out, bad sign. Just throw that thing right away.
That's useful information.
So, yeah, anything that that looked fine, you know, we went ahead. It was more than, some of these things were more than a decade past their best buy date because canned food doesn't have an expiration date. It technically can last for decades.
Really?
Yeah. So we took it and we actually...
Decades old corn or something, man.
We actually got some newer versions of the same thing.
Yeah.
So like if it was canned peaches, we got a newer version of a canned peach and then opened them both up, put them, you know, in a bowl and tried to do like a taste test. It wasn't a blind taste test necessarily.
Right.
But, you know, the decade old one didn't really taste that different.
Okay, like, that's good to know.
I wondered if it was a blind taste test, if I would have been able to tell. Like, because it wasn't a blind taste test, it was like, oh, yeah, you can kind of tell it's not as fresh. But it held up.
Well, let's go to the phones. We have Sarah calling from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just want to mention that, you know, the government would love to have, like, a dumbed-down public.
Oh,
the
yes.
The stupider we are, the better off. They have a better way of controlling us.
Yeah, just like your communist rulers. They like that, too.
Well, I don't know about that, but, you know,
oh, you, don't, you think the communist governments are somehow less like governments than the ones you're thinking of?
Well, you know, I believe that they are different because people, that community is about, like, sharing. And I don't think they want
people. It's also about putting millions of people to death.
Well, I don't buy that either.
You don't buy it?
I don't think that was a lie.
You think that's a lie?
No, because they twist everything around. Like for example, they have
who is they? The anti-communists.
Well, you say that the rulers are, you know, manipulating to keep people dumb.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well.
We agree with you,
well,
by the way.
I mean, the thing, what?
We agree with you that the rulers are manipulating people to keep them dumb. That is the whole point of government school, is to dumb down the population. But for you to be so short-sighted as to claim on one hand to understand that, and then on the other hand to believe that the communist rulers are somehow encouraging the people to be wise and encouraging the people to be questioning of their circumstances, you're completely ignorant about it.
Well, I believe that they do better, but what I could
there's no evidence for that.
Well, but the whole thing
the evidence is the communists specifically, Sarah, want to keep the dumb people around because the smart ones are a threat, and the smart ones they want to put to death basically, and that's why they sent millions of people to death camps in communist Russia.
Well, the thing is, the smarter people get, people become rebellious, and they wind up having overthrowing the
powers. Yeah, and they figure out that communism is a scam, and that it's a bunch of BS, and then they can't be allowed to hang around and talk to people after that. Once they figure that out, they've got to be put to death, put in a death camp.
Well,
that's what you support, right?
Well, you know what's really funny?
That is what you support, right? I just want to be clear. That's what you support.
What I support is Medicaid, universal health care, and then they have, I like,
but
the,
people who
they have
don't
education.
Agree with you should go into a death camp, right?
Well, the people that don't agree with me is maybe the billionaire, capitalist.
No,
right? Like
no,
the oil
I don't
people.
Agree with you.
Well, but the thing is, why don't you like Social Security? Do you like pension? Do you like
I like being independent and not relying on the government to take care of me.
So what if you got injured? What if you lost your job?
I would rely on savings or something like that because I am a human being with this thing called foresight and the ability to recognize that something tragic could happen to me, and it's best if I have some money put away in case that happens.
It's a strange position to be coming from, to think that the government wants to keep you stupid and then at the same time trust them to take care of you?
That's also a really good point. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. Sarah's made just a tiny bit of progress there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If you're vaccinated and boosted, you are highly protected.
President Biden speaking at the White House. Those comments coming as people vaccinated and unvaccinated continue to test positive for COVID-19. That being said, Biden continues to say this pandemic is largely a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
We have in hand all the vaccines we need to get every American fully vaccinated, including the booster shot.
Virginia Democrat Governor Ralph Northam says drivers who've been stranded all day and night on Interstate 95 will soon be put in touch with emergency services like warming centers. Northam tweeting the update as drivers remain deadlocked on the interstate with nowhere to go. Transportation officials calling the incident unprecedented. This is USA Radio News. Members of the Virginia Department of Transportation are providing an update on the situation on Interstate 95, where miles of cars remain stuck in over a foot of snow behind a crash involving six tractor trailers. Fredericksburg District Engineer Marcy Parker saying they're making progress in getting things moving, and it's going quicker than she expected.
We have our plow trains, which are trucks and motor graders, ready to go so that when we can get all the traffic off of the interstate, we'll be able to send the plows and the motor graders up to cut out the ice and snow that has frozen to the roadway.
A staggering announcement on Monday from Apple.
Apple Technology on Monday became the first publicly traded company to be worth $3 trillion. It comes less than 2 years after the company became the first to get a $2 trillion valuation. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, where you can weigh in with whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. And we're raising funds for Give Directly, which is the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people who live in extreme poverty in places like Bomet and Kilifi counties in Kenya who are in need. In the past decade, delivered more than $400 million to more than a million people. And obviously, this is going to be the best way to help people who live in poverty change their lives for the better, is to give them the cash and let them make the decisions about what is best going to improve their lives, rather than some distant aid organization that doesn't actually know these people or what they're going through. So Free Talk Live is matching your donations to Give Directly up to $30,000. So if you're feeling generous, head on over to give.freetalklive.com. You have until January the 31st to use our link there and contribute to our little campaign there. That's give.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about cryptocurrencies here, and before Sarah derailed us with a conversation about how governments want to keep people stupid, which was amazing to me, that here we have this ward of the government who realizes that governments want stupid people and they don't want intelligent people, except communist governments, which for whatever reason she believes are better than that, but they're governments and they want stupid people too.
Yes, it's delusional to think otherwise.
So, before we get it back...
But you have to be delusional to be a communist.
Yeah, you do. Or you have to... I don't know about delusional, but you have to be motivated Yeah, that's by definition.
You're deluding yourself about human nature, I think, if you're a communist, because you think that people will all agree to this platform, this concept that everybody should just give away anything else that they get that's extra, and that quote-unquote, to each according to, or to each his needs according to their, the hell was it, to each according to their abilities, according to their need, or something like that. Mark said,
yeah, some sort of thing like that. But yeah, it is silly. To be a communist requires one to allow their emotions to override their ability to reason things out, to realize that, oh, obviously this is not going to appeal to everyone, this is not going to work, there's economic calculations problems, and all of these other things. But to the communists, it's just motivated by a misunderstanding of communism. Like Sarah, as we understand it, has actually attended communist meetings, and like she was really, probably, you would assume, has read Marx and Engels' stuff at some point. And when you ask her what aspects of communism she likes, she's like, well, like Medicaid and food security and all of this other stuff that, yeah, that's not the communism that we see in governments around the world. And thank you for pointing out that the United States government has plenty of aspects to it that are communistic and that are a problem, and that despite that, the United States government still wants stupid people and doesn't want intelligent people. So we're going to talk later about U.S. dollar tether and how it's freezing assets in Pakistan, also freezing aspects. But I want to change the subject entirely here to talk about a goldfish that scientists taught to drive a vehicle on land.
Huh.
The title of this article got my attention because it's Scientists Defy God, Teach Goldfish to Drive on Land.
Is this real?
It is real, believe it or not.
Where's this from? What's the story?
It's from Vice. They created some sort of four-wheeled vehicle here with a goldfish tank on top, and they put water in it for the goldfish. And I don't know the mechanism of how the goldfish steers the thing. After a long day at work, the modern goldfish no longer has to take public transportation home. It can drive via a fish-operated vehicle, according to new research. Documented in a report, that's all boring, over a number of 30-minute sessions, they pointed the device toward a visual target and rewarded the fish with food each time they reached it. Recorded the number of times the fish hit the target, how long it took, and how far the fish traveled along the way.
Hmm.
I'm really curious, and it doesn't say, what mechanism did the goldfish use to actually steer this thing?
As per the paper available online, according to thedrive.com, the apparatus is straightforward. The goldfish were placed in a small transparent tank of water placed on top of a robot chassis. A camera mounted above the tank tracked the fish's position and orientation. If the fish swam outward toward a given wall, the robot would move in that direction. I presume this is the same situation you're describing.
Okay.
It's not an actual car that you're thinking of, but
it is a vehicle.
When the fish drove up to a pink target on the wall, they would be rewarded with food. So, based on the direction the fish swam.
Okay, that's a smart way of doing it. Other than the fact that eventually the goldfish will hit the wall, so if they want to actually go straight toward this thing, they're going to end up swimming into a wall in order to do that. Videos of the sessions shared by study co-author went viral on Twitter and were met with an array of dad jokes about fish learning to drive. And this isn't even the first study to capture fish-machine interactions. The work supports broader understanding of how species move through environments not meant for them. The fish managed to avoid dead ends and correct inaccuracies over the course of these trials. Indeed, the study notes that all six fish got better at meeting their targets with time, suggesting that goldfish are capable of learning and improving at the efficiency with which they move through environments.
Well, why wouldn't they be capable of learning?
Well, a lot of... I skipped part of that. Yeah. Is learning from novel environments and improving at the efficiency of moving through them. But you raise a good point that is sort of obvious, except, is it you wouldn't expect a fish to be able to navigate land or even to have the ability to learn to do that. But does it matter now that I think about it? Because it's still just moving from one space to the other, and fish know how to do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because it presents these animals with a different environment and sees how they respond to different incentives in a completely new environment. And as it turns out, animals respond to incentives.
And yeah, they did treat them.
And the incentive was to learn a new thing, which in their case wasn't so much new. They're just swimming, right? Like, they didn't do anything different. They didn't grow an arm and, you know, manipulate a control pad or press a button or anything like that. But they learned that they could move themselves closer to a goal. By
well,
going
they learned
in that direction.
They learned to swim toward a pink thing, at the very least.
Mm-hmm. That was the goal.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, got rewarded for doing that. I mean, it's clear that animals learn. That's not like some sort of revelation here, but it is interesting to see in what under what circumstances that they're able to learn, and, you know, that they're able to learn how to do new things entirely. Then that's pretty cool, too. I saw another video recently about a rat that had been taught how to play Doom. Did you see
that
one?
I did not see that one.
Yeah, it's pretty...
I mean, I imagine the rat's not very good at playing Doom, but still, being able to play it at all is kind of interesting.
Yeah, they put it on a big trackball, basically, and it can kind of run forward in place, essentially, and move the Doom character forward, and then I forget how they indicated whether it was to fire the gun at the Doom baddies.
So the rat was capable of even firing the gun in Doom?
I believe so, but I don't recall the details on how well that worked out.
I can't imagine it went very well.
It sounds like this fish experiment went a little bit better than the rat Doom experiment, but nonetheless, interesting thing.
Well, it's easier for the fish to contextualize, you know, swim toward pink thing than it is for a rat to understand, okay, I'm controlling this character, this 2D representation of a character in a video game.
I don't think the rat understood that.
No, but it's interesting. I'm going to have to look into that because I've certainly never heard about it. But it does turn out that goldfish actually navigate land pretty well. Although, as we get further into it, I'm not entirely sure that's what this study actually confirms. It seems to me that goldfish were just trained to be rewarded when they swam towards something that was pink.
Yes, that's what it sounds like.
They probably had no understanding that they were actually moving this vehicle or navigating land or anything like that. They just understood they were swimming toward pink. But they did get better at it, but all they really got better at, again, was swimming toward pink. So it's fascinating that fish or goldfish did, for better or worse, drive a vehicle toward a pink object.
There's an interesting detail here. The pink target was moved to a different location in the room, and the fish were tested again. Initially, they drove toward the old location in an attempt to receive the reward. So they actually were going in the same direction, despite the fact that the pink had been moved. But then when they did not get the reward, they then learned that the pink target was the key to the task and went for the pink target.
Fascinating. So they did just learn to go after the pink top?
Yeah.
603-283-6160. When we get back, we're going to talk about Tether and how it's freezing assets.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, where your calls and opinions are welcome. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in on a subject. It's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And I want to say thank you to Nathan and to what I'm hoping is a EC Quaker Christian Anarchist. Both of them are amplifiers. That means they're members of the AMPS program. You can find it at apps.freetalklive.com. That's our Patreon. Go there. Sign up if you like the show and you want to help advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. That's the best way to do it. As I learned while looking through this a few days ago, it technically takes $5 per month unless you pay with a different currency. Using Australian dollars, we had someone sign up for like $2 and something, and I don't know if there's any way to even fix that. It's not a big
deal. Yeah, that was interesting
to bother with in the first place. But it does take $5 per month, in theory, to get in. That's amps.freetalklive.com. It does have a number of cool little perks, like namely the AMPS Only podcast, which is the podcast version of the show, but without any of the ads that are injected in between various segments. So check out the program, amps.freetalklive.com. We have David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
I got an idea for a crypto. So around the world, we dissolve country by country their government and liquidate all of the assets that are held by the government and use that to back a crypto, a coin, that can then be distributed in the way that the crypto is distributed and utilized. It accomplishes two birds, it kills two birds with one stone, gets rid of the government and creates something that's actually useful, a form of currency that's actually backed by something, all of the ill-gotten gains that governments have stolen from people around the world.
I always liked Harry Brown's idea. He was the presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party in 1996 and 2000, and his proposal was that you take a wrecking ball to the IRS building and then auction off the pieces of the IRS building, and you know, you can raise money voluntarily because people then have, like, you know, a real keepsake.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. And now with NFTs, you can really take that to the next level.
Yeah, well, we could. Yeah, you could sell NFTs of. Well, only think of some cruel things to do to some politicians, and you could take images of that and sell JPEGs of it or whatever they're doing of that and raise money that way.
Why use the crypto backed by these assets, though, instead of just distributing those assets?
Well, you could do the same. It'd be the same thing. So you could make crypto out of it and then distribute it to the people that it was taken from.
But why not distribute the assets themselves instead of the crypto that is being backed by those assets?
Well, because if you just distribute the assets, you do it once and it's all over and gone. But if you turn it into a crypto, you've got a useful tool that can be used forever.
But if people decide they want the asset, they could just trade it in, and then it's forever gone anyway, right?
No, with just their part, the crypto remains. It exists. It goes to whomever they sold it to.
But it's no longer backed by anything because someone cashed in their crypto for the asset.
Sounds complicated.
No, not actually, because the crypto, I mean, I don't know anything about this. This is just what I deduce from listening to you guys. But if you have a pool of assets and then you divide that into crypto and distribute the crypto, if somebody sells their crypto, the coin itself wasn't destroyed. It just passed from one person to another.
That's correct, but the idea of a currency that is backed by something is that at any time you can take that currency and have it exchanged for the asset that is backing it. Like when the U.S. was on the gold standard, you could take your dollar to the bank and, in theory, say, hey, I want to cash in these dollars and I want my gold in return, and they would have that gold to give to you. So if someone were to cash in this cryptocurrency to get some of these assets that, you know, people seized from the government or whatever, that cryptocurrency becomes less valuable because some of those assets have been claimed and the cryptocurrency still exists.
Well, it seems to me then that you organize the monetary system a different way. You don't actually cash in. You don't sell the crypto. You don't cash it in that way. It's just something that exists and is backed by this fund that is then invested and ever growing, and therefore the crypto could grow more and more in value as the assets behind it are invested and grow.
Who would control this fund?
This is a ridiculous theory, and it's very silly. I wish you the best implementing it.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call tonight,
but
David.
If somebody turns in a crypto that is backed by a thing, they take that crypto out of circulation. It's destroyed.
That's what you would expect, but David's argument was that the crypto wasn't destroyed.
But he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Fair. But yeah, otherwise, I mean, I don't argue
with someone who doesn't know what they're talking about with crypto. It's just pointless.
Fair point. But again, thank you so much for the call tonight, David. I just don't see the value of a cryptocurrency being backed by, I mean, gold isn't backed by anything, but it's been used as a reliable form of currency for thousands of years.
It doesn't need to be backed by something. It's valuable.
I would argue the same is true for Bitcoin.
Yeah. The reason you back something is if it doesn't have value, if it's just a piece of paper, which is what the dollar is, then you make it valuable by backing it, or you just force people to accept it in the case of the dollar, which is why people take it.
And no longer backed by anything, unfortunately, correct. And a lot of Americans still don't seem to realize that.
Now, there was a time when it was, and then they were called silver certificates, because they were actually, you could turn it in at the Federal Reserve Bank and actually get silver.
Yeah, I guess you couldn't just walk into your local branch of a bank and do that.
I don't know. I don't know how all that worked.
Presumably, you should be able to do that. I think if you're going to have a gold or silver-backed cryptocurrency, a gold or silver-backed currency, you should be able to just walk into your local branch of bank.
I would think. Yeah, and then they could get reimbursed by the Fed or something like that.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't want to implement more banks, and I don't want to implement some new economic system that, I mean, how would such a thing even work? If such a thing was even possible, who's going to decide how these assets are invested, and what if they're wrong, and what they invest in loses money, then everyone's money becomes worthless? Are you going to have some board members make this decision? In that case, you've just got a representative government all over again.
I would just be happy if the government went away. That would be enough for me.
Yes, I don't want to...
David can have all the assets.
I tend to agree. I don't want any of the assets the government's claimed, because the war is won at that point. There's no more government, right?
That is the greatest reward we could possibly imagine.
By then, what to do with the assets is kind of a useless question. I mean, those assets will work their way into circulation.
Yeah, give them away, set them on fire. I really don't care.
Yeah, it'll work out.
I mean, the amount of wealth that the world would create, or that area of the world would create in the absence of the state, would be tremendous in short order.
Absolutely. But because of the state, we do have things like now there are dollar tethers that can't freeze people's assets. I think there's DAI, that's DAI, that isn't capable of doing that, but it may be the only one. But
also UST, which is Terra's stablecoin, which just surpassed DAI recently.
Okay, I did not know they had one. So Terra is not, what are they, like an Ethereum thing where you can make tokens on it as well?
No, I mean, without getting into the technical aspects, which I probably couldn't explain very well, like DAI, Terra is a decentralized stablecoin.
Okay.
It's actually a stablecoin platform, so it has more than just U.S. It has the Korean won. It has, like, a Mongolian, whatever the hell they've got in Mongolia. It's got a bunch of different ones, but the UST is their number one tether, or it's tether's not the right word because it's only tethered to the price of a dollar. It's not tethered to an actual dollar. There's no dollar backing it. It's backed by another cryptocurrency, which is called Luna, which is the value that's behind the Terra dollar. It's
all very complicated.
Yeah, there's an interesting video online that explains it, and it's both of the Terra and the DAI are complicated to explain. DAI is basically an over-collateralized coin. So the way DAI works is they issue new DAI based on people putting in Ethereum or Bitcoin into their system, but they have to put in like two times as much Ethereum in order to mint new dollar DAIs. And that's, I'm way oversimplifying that. And then the Terra thing is like this ecosystem between this one coin called Luna, which is right now the 10th largest cryptocurrency by market cap, at value of over $84 per unit. And essentially, a Luna can always mint new Terra into existence, can mint new USTs into existence. So you could get, presumably, 84 USTs out of one Luna.
It's amazing to me,
back and forth,
hearing this, how much the cryptocurrency world has really changed since I've gotten into it. It's hard to recognize that because I've watched it evolve, but there was a time when you wouldn't have a random cryptocurrency worth $84 per coin. It may be worth 0.000084 cents per token. But just in a matter of a few years, I mean, back then there was Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, Litecoin. And that was more or less it. Everything else was just sort of also running. But now there's thousands of cryptocurrencies, some of which are extremely valuable, like $84 for this currency I've never heard of. The world is moving fast, and cryptocurrency is moving with it. 603-283-6160 if you want to join the conversation. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.